I am so glad that we have such a wonderful Savior this Christmas season. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful time to tell about Jesus. Adrian Rogers. December 19th. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for He has visited and redeemed His people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant, David. Luke 1:68-69. After being made totally mute for over 9 months, Zechariah, after being obedient to the Lord by naming his son John, had his lips opened and his tongue loosed, and immediately he burst forth in this praise. Zechariah was there when Mary had visited Elizabeth and surely had come to learn of the grand reality that the Messiah was growing inside of that young woman. He knew that the Messiah would be Emmanuel, for he says that God visited us. Even more, he sees the Messiah as the horn of salvation. This is no musical horn. This is the sharp and powerful horn of a deadly wild ox, a horn that is marked by power and strength, a horn that can be used to inflict great damage and provide perfect protection. Beloved, that is exactly what Jesus is for us. The Christmas story protects us from looking in that manger and seeing a weak Savior. The babe in the manger, though helpless and dependent as a child, would grow into the mighty horn of salvation for all who would receive Him. Today, remember, Jesus is your horn of salvation. He has eternally conquered the power of death and Satan, and He protects you day and night in perfect defense in order that He who began a good work in you will bring it unto completion. Philippians 1:6.